Hello and welcome to Soulful Valley, the podcast for people who want to improve their quality of life through caring about their mental, emotional and spiritual well-being. I'm your host, Katie Carey, and I will be sharing wisdom and ideas from myself and some expert authors, coaches and energy healers that could be just what you need to hear to transform your life today. So excited to announce that Soulful Valley is now a publishing house. Following my incredible journey with Intuitive, I was led to the opportunity to train as a publisher. My first project is a multi-author book called Evolving on Purpose, Mindful Ancestors Paving the Way for Future Generations. If you are a coach or healer and are serious about creating an impact and becoming more visible, and would like to invest in this project, becoming a best-selling author in the process, send me an email to soulfulvalleypodcast@gmail.com and I'll send you an application link. We've already begun the journey. Our authors in the hub at the moment are writing their book bios. If you feel called to this amazing experience, get your application in as quickly as possible. And let's make your dreams a reality.
Love yourself with all your heart. If you don't already, it's time to start. 'Cause nothing's gonna work out until you do.
Bella Luna is a spiritual life coach, healer, mystic, transformational facilitator, and self-love advocate. She supports soulful women with wild hearts and big dreams to calm their inner critic and overcome self-doubt so that they can step into their full potential and manifest their dream life. She has a very grounded approach to woo-woo teachings, and through a mixture of tangible tools and intuitive insights, she can help you to fall in love with yourself and your life. Hello, Bella. Welcome to Soulful Valley.
Yay, thank you so much for having me. So excited to be here.
It's great to have you here. I met you, Bella, in Joanna's community. I can't remember which course we met on because I've been in so many now. You're probably the same. So
yes, absolutely. I believe it was Divine Planning, but
that's the first one I jumped into, so probably. So for our listeners, Bella, can you explain a little bit about who you are for our audience?
Yes, absolutely. So my name is Bella. And I am a spiritual life coach, healer, mystic, transformational facilitator, and radical self-love advocate. I also consider myself a witch and a fairy and a dancer and a drummer and a scientist all at the same time. And my main goal with my life, with my business, is really to help people fall in love with themselves and their lives. And I've been through this journey myself, and it's such a gift to be able to love yourself and to love your life. And it's a gift I really want to give back to the world and to help raise the vibration of the planet in this particular way.
That's so beautiful, and it's my message, as you know, because there's a theme song in this podcast all about loving yourself. So it's the biggest takeaway I've had over the last year to shift my life was to focus more on me instead of on everybody else. So it's such an important message. How does this show up in the way that you work with people?
Well, no matter what angle or direction they're coming at me from, I will always start off with foundation of self-love and to establish where their relationship with themselves is at, because a lot of people come to me to live their dreams, to manifest their dream life, to find their purpose and to, you know, live a more meaningful life. And most people want to know their purpose. Why am I here? What am I here to do? What's my purpose? And I often disappoint people a lot by going, actually, we're just going to take a few steps away from purpose and we're going to go back to the basics and build this foundation of self-love. And that's where I bring everything back to, because I tried to live a more meaningful life and to find my purpose for years before I realized the reason it wasn't working was because I didn't love myself, and therefore none of it stuck. No, like sometimes I compare it to trying to eat a sandwich without any bread, and you're just holding some like lettuce and cucumber and cheese, and it's all just falling apart and none of it's working because you don't have that like bread to hold it together. And the bread is the self-love, and that's what makes everything else in life actually work and actually stick and last and help to fulfill your life.
That's a beautiful message, and it's so true, because nothing was working in my life because I wasn't focusing on me as a priority. And once you do, things change. And I think a lot of people have witnessed that with me over the last year around me. I've certainly noticed I've shifted. I divorced from a relationship that wasn't great for me, but a lot of my focus was on the things outside of me that I thought was causing these issues, but it was really about the trauma within me that I hadn't really dealt with. So it's so deep, isn't it? And people often, they're always looking outside of themselves for the answers. And it's,
yes, yeah, and that is such a key thing. It's about looking internally. Like, at the end of the day, you are your own best teacher. You are your own best guide. You are your own best, you know, you have the best answers for your life, not the rest of the world or other people, but you inside yourself, and your connection to yourself and your connection to the higher power, whatever you want to call that. And that's such a great point. And it's so, so imperative to, you know, to guiding your life and living authentically as well. And I think authenticity is a huge act of self-love.
Absolutely. And realizing as well that the things that you do in life, I know that like creativity for me was something that I was a creative child and teenager, but in adult life I'd cut a lot of that out, and I wasn't doing things that I loved anymore for pleasure. So there wasn't much pleasure. It was all about work, work and trying to please everybody else as well. So there's a lot to learn when you go inwards and start to learn about yourself and what lights you up and what makes you feel great, isn't there?
Absolutely. And there's loads of shoulding about it, right? So like as an adult, I should do this. I should be responsible. I should think about the business and the money and this, that and the other, instead of, and I shouldn't really spend my time like playing with paints or drawing or colouring, you know, like, and you're sort of like conditioned out of that as you get older. Like, this is where you should focus on, you know, the adulting, and, you know, the creativity is for kids and stuff. And I'm glad that you've brought that back into your life, because we all need a bit more of a creativity and play. And there's so many different ways of being creative as well, other than just, you know, thing drawing. So
yeah, and I sing and I write as well, so it's all expression, isn't it? It's all expression. Yeah. That we need to be working with. So are there any tips that you can give our listeners today who might be struggling with their mental, emotional and spiritual well-being?
So I was thinking about this recently, and I think I'd like to differentiate between being, you know, just like a bit low, you know, in the shadows, and being right at the bottom of the darkest pit, right? Because there is a difference. Yes. And there's different approaches that you need depending on depending on where you are. Because for me, when I've been at the bottom of my darkest pit, the things like gratitude, they didn't work for me, because I was so negative. And like, someone told me, you know, told me to be grateful for this, that and the other, and I'm like, no, I'm not grateful for any of that, like, screw your gratitude. But if you're in the shadows, gratitude could be the thing that brings you out, like bang into the middle of the sunshine, and makes you realize how wonderful life is. So if you're in those sort of the shadowy place, gratitude practices for me has been game changing. You know, it's a change in perspective can literally change your whole life. Mm. And so if you're in those shadows, getting that gratitude practice in, that daily gratitude, I start my day and end my day with a gratitude practice. And not just, you know, like, let's just list a bunch of things that we should be grateful for, but really feeling them, like really feeling them deep within your body, within your soul. I often start off with gratitude for my bed, because that's often where I'm doing this practice, like in bed as I've just woken up or just before I go to sleep. So I'm like super grateful for the fact that I have a bed, that I have a comfortable bed, that I have a warm bed, that there's a roof over it, that it's safe, that, that, you know, I have a locked home, that no one can get in. You know, like, you start off with these really simple things that are actually huge and sort of work your way up to there. And like that, the gratitude then just goes in super deep. But like I said, if you're in the super, super dark, dark pit, that doesn't work for me. And for a lot of people, it wouldn't work. So I would then start with self-care if you're down in that pit, like the tiniest pieces of self-care that you can find. If that is, you know, how you're getting a good night's sleep, that is self-care, making sure you eat. And, you know, eating is the first step, eating healthily is the second step. So if all you can manage is to eat unhealthily, that's better than not eating, right? So any calories are better than no calories, because you need the energy to get your life back together, right? And to have the energy to do the things you've got to do in life. So starting off with those basics of food, water, and sleep, those are the, you know, the first steps to self-care, and then working it up from there. What's the most loving thing I can do for myself right now? What's the most loving thing I can do for myself today? And the self-care is one of the first steps on the journey towards self-love. So self-care and gratitude are sort of the two main things I would recommend people, depending on if they're in super darkness or in the shadows.
Absolutely. And to not beat themselves up if they're in that super darkness either, because people do that, yeah, don't they? They're so uncomfortable with it. They feel so bad about it and judge themselves, which is not a great help for yourself, really, is it? So just being kind to yourself and compassionate when you're there.
And then we judge ourselves for judging ourselves. We're like, oh, I'm judging myself. Stop judging myself.
it's a vicious cycle. Yeah, it is. Do you have any book recommendations for our listeners?
Anything by Brené Brown. Literally anything in the world by Brené Brown. Books, TED Talks, podcasts, articles. Just get her all over your life. And she changed my life. And through her, I then got super into Oprah as well. Before, Oprah was just some like random celebrity that did like some lame, you know, show. And then through Brené Brown, I started listening to Oprah. Love Oprah as well. But books, Brené Brown's got loads of really good books. And if you're not into reading, then, you know, the podcasts and the TED Talks as well.
I didn't know she had a podcast. I was going to ask you your favourite podcast. I guess that's your favourite podcast.
Well, I don't think it's an actual podcast, but, you know, there's you know, videos and interviews of her all over the place. I don't think it's a specific podcast, but I might need to check that.
She might have one. So do you have a favourite podcast? Are you a podcast listener in general?
I'm quite recent to podcasts, to be honest. I've listened to quite a lot of your episodes now since we connected. I really enjoyed listening to it was the Human Design one.
Barbara, yes.
Barbara Brangden.
That's awesome.
That was great.
Because she does it so differently as well.
Yes, I really enjoyed. Obviously, you don't want to talk about it too much because you can listen to that.
Yeah, listen to
I really
it, yeah.
enjoyed her approach to how to use your different personality for like business and stuff. And I even recommended her to someone the other day who was, they were a projector and they were approaching their business in a really different way. And I was like, you need this woman in your life. but anyway, also, yeah, not specific podcasts. I never remember specific podcasts, but I listen to a lot of Tony Robbins as well. I love watching him on YouTube and everything. And Joanna's, obviously, I listen to Joanna Hunter's Into the Light Web podcast as well.
Is there any advice that you would love to go back and give to your 18-year-old self?
Oh, it's tricky because in some ways, I'd give her no advice because I love where I am right now, and giving her any advice might change where I am right now. So I suppose primarily I'd just love to give her words of encouragement, you know, like, you've got this, don't worry, it'll all work out, you're smashing it, carry on. But if I could give one sort of main piece, I think it would be, you know, don't be afraid to take risks and to risk looking like a fool and to make mistakes for love and for your dreams. you know, like, I've been such a perfectionist for so much of my life. And when I stopped being a perfectionist and started approaching life with an attitude of, how can I make mistakes? How can I go out into life with the intention of making mistakes? So that, because, you know, mistakes lead to lessons, which lead to growth, which lead to success. So you don't really get success from getting it right all the time. You get to success from, you know, messing it up so many times. I mean, that's what scientists only get to discover, to major discoveries and breakthroughs, from effing it up for you know, so long, and working out 1,000 ways in which something doesn't work. So I would tell her that. I would be like, don't be afraid to make mistakes, because that is how you will learn, how you will grow, and, you know, you've got this. That's pretty much what I'd say.
That's beautiful advice. And finally, where can our listeners find you, Bella?
So I can often be found around my Facebook group, which you'll probably link show notes. So I'm often around there posting, you know, funny things, tips, affirmations. I go live every week with some, you know, juicy meditation or inspiration or perspective shift. I can also be found on Instagram at Bella Luna Mystic. I'm also on Pinterest and LinkedIn and YouTube, and all the things. But mostly I'm hanging around Facebook, because I haven't quite caught up with the millennial kids of being super on Instagram yet. I'm still very much.
I'm not quite there yet either, because yeah, I'm 52. So I'll get there.
Yeah. And my website, obviously, is bella-luna.org.
Thank you. Was there anything else that you wanted to share before we?
No, I think that's some really good, you know, tips: the gratitude, self-care, making mistakes, and get some Brené Brown in your life. And that's, you know, I've got loads of stuff going on my website about self-love, and I really do think that self-love is that foundation to creating that life. Even if you're feeling resistant to it, that's probably means that it's more for you.
Absolutely.
So check out check out my website, and there'll be loads of free content around, you know, how to calm your inner critic, how to get rid of negative thoughts, and how to build that, you know, that relationship with yourself, because that is the most important relationship in your life. So, you know, get to know yourself, get to like yourself and respect yourself, and then that will grow and lead into love.
Thank you so much for today, Bella. It's been great to have you on.
Thank you so much for having you. Such a pleasure.
Bye for now.
So ask yourself, is this for me? Give yourself some boundaries. Learn to trust your intuition now.
Thank you for listening to the Soulful Valley podcast. Hopefully you will have heard something today that helps you feel a little lighter and more connected and aware of who you really are. My aim is to share love, light and wisdom, raise consciousness and ease suffering. If you've enjoyed the show, please subscribe, rate and review, and let others know about this podcast if you think that it would help them in any way. You can find me at the Soulful Valley podcast page on Facebook. My website is soulfulvalley.com. You can also connect with me on Instagram at soulfulvalley.